from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley says President Trump's latest executive order for new financial sanctions against Venezuela is intended to send a message to President Nicolas Maduro. VOA's Margaret Bashir reporting now from the U.N. in New York.
The sanctions forbid any dealings in new Venezuelan debt or equity and bar U.S. transactions with Maduro's government and with PDVSA, the state-owned oil company. Ambassador Haley told reporters that since the administration has not seen any progress on returning the country to democracy or an end to the suffering of the Venezuelan people, sanctions are necessary.
We are not going to tolerate the dictatorship he's trying to create, and we're not going to respect the sham assembly.
Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Arreaza, was at the United Nations Friday to meet with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres about the situation. He told reporters afterwards that President Maduro has tried hard to have mutually respectful relations with President Trump and said Maduro would be sending Trump a letter soon. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Arreaza also reacted by saying the sanctions are the worst aggressions to Venezuela in the last 200 years. Eye of Hurricane Harvey has made landfall along the coast of the U.S. state of Texas. In less than 60 hours, the storm has gone from a tropical storm to a Category 4 hurricane, winds up to 250 kilometers per hour, and 3-meter ocean surges are happening right now. National Hurricane Center is calling it a life-threatening storm. Harvey expected to pour nearly 100 centimeters of rain over a wide area of the Texas coast over the next 3 days. Hurricane that last hit the southern portion of the Texas coast was 14 years ago. This is VOA News. South Korea's military says North Korea early today fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off its eastern coast. South Korean Office of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles flew in a northeasterly direction for about 250 kilometers into the sea. Earlier, South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said a ballistic missile may have been fired without citing a source. The launch is the first by the North since it test-fired a missile on July the 28th that could have been designed to reach 10,000 kilometers per hour, putting parts of the U.S. mainland within its reach. The rape conviction of a self-proclaimed spiritual leader in India poured thousands of his supporters into India's streets, where many were killed in the violent protests that followed. Reuters' Edward Baran reporting.
The rape conviction of a self-proclaimed spiritual leader in India has led to violent protests by his followers and the deaths of at least 19 people. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh, called a godman or holy man, was found guilty of sexually assaulting two of his followers in a case dating back to 2002. Thousands of his supporters have rioted across the country's north in response. In addition to those killed, more than 200 are thought to be injured, arson targeting many vehicles, even watching media. Over 500 Indian soldiers are called up to restore order. About 1,000 have been arrested. Singh denies the charges, although he's called on his followers to remain peaceful. He's the head of a spiritual and social welfare group with a following he claims numbers in the millions. They're drawn by sermons popular with people who feel the government has failed them.
Reuters' Edward Moran reporting. Somali and U.S. military officials investigating results of an operation conducted in southern Somalia amid confusion on whether the attack killed civilians or Al-Shabaab militants. U.S. Africa Command said in a statement it's aware of the civilian casualty allegations and are taking it seriously. The Somali government initially said 8 Al-Shabaab fighters were killed at a farm in a joint operation by the Somali National Army and international partners. The governor of the Lower Shabelle region took exception. He said, "I can confirm these people were not Al-Shabaab and they were not violent, but innocent farmers that were killed in their farms for no reason." Mohammed also said 10 civilians, including children, were killed in the operation. Government security forces in the Philippine city of Marawi have been fighting for the past 3 months to rout militants suspected of ties to the Islamic State. Number IS affiliates from Indonesia have reportedly crossed into the Philippines in support of the local militants who are fighting against the Philippine military in the Marawi region.
That's the latest world news from VOA.